Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Two of Asia's rivals are engaging in dueling diplomacy over Russia's Ukraine invasion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Two of Asia's rivals are engaging in dueling diplomacy over Russia's Ukraine invasion. In Russia, and Ukraine.
I'm very glad to welcome in Kiev Prime Minister of Japan, Kishida Fumio.
Chinese President Xi Jinping was at the Kremlin,
мирного плана,
where Vladimir Putin said Beijing's proposed peace deal could be a basis for ending the fighting in Ukraine when the West is ready. But the U.S. and its allies have shown no interest in a deal they say would only benefit Moscow. I'm Sagar Magani.
Some Ukrainian soldiers have nearly finished Patriot missile training at a U.S. Army post. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Journalists invited by the Army have seen dozens of Ukrainian soldiers conduct training exercises in a southwest Oklahoma prairie at Fort Sill Army Post. Since January, 65 Ukrainians have been taught how to use the Patriot missile system, which can track and shoot down enemy missiles. The system, which hasn't yet been deployed in Ukraine, is particularly useful for defending population centers and critical infrastructure. The trainees are expected to leave Oklahoma the next several days for additional training in Europe before they deploy to Ukraine. I'm Norman Hall.
The Pentagon says it is speeding up its delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine, opting to send a refurbished, older model that can be ready faster. The aim is to get the 70-ton battle powerhouses to the Russia-Ukraine war zone by the fall. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is set to win parliamentary approval on Wednesday for a key element of a post-Brexit deal on Northern Ireland, a victory tainted by a lack of support from the province's biggest unionist party and some of its lawmakers. Sunak has sought to end years of wrangling over Brexit by revisiting one of the trickiest parts of the negotiations to ensure smooth trade to Northern Ireland without creating a so-called hard border with Britain or the European Union. The United States is trying to tampen any anger from China over an upcoming stopover by Taiwan's leader. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen is tentatively scheduled to transit through New York on March 30th before heading to Guatemala and Belize. She's expected to stop in Los Angeles on April 5th on her way back to Taiwan. Following an August visit by then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Beijing launched missiles over Taiwan, deployed warships across the median line of the Taiwan Strait, and carried out military exercises near the island. Beijing also suspended climate talks with the U.S. and restricted military-to-military communication with the Pentagon. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the planned stopovers are business as usual and consistent with long-standing U.S. policy.
That was Lisa Dwyer from AP. The United States is imposing a new round of and three and Turkey for alleged equipment, including made engines to be used on drone and weapon. A man gets a 4-year sentence for attacking police riot. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Prosecutor Jeffrey Sills from Virginia arrived with a gas mask and goggles, stole a flashing strobe light to disorient officers, and assaulted them with a stolen baton. The Capitol's lower west tunnel. Sills' attorney client did not come to Washington with the intention of violence. He brought technical gear out of fear there was going to be a terrorist attack. But prosecutors say Sills posted video, later deleted. In one post showing officers in riot gear, Sills wrote, "Visited the Capitol today." In another post showing rioters flooding into the tunnel, he wrote, "Took a tour." Ed Donahue, Washington.
French garbage collectors, refinery workers, and others are striking again, and they're angry about President Macron's decision to force